Show number 49. God, we're closing in on show number 50 here for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, a fully caffeinated host this week. I am Stuart Howe, and here to share with you some really great guests. Before I bring them on, you know, I just want to reiterate and strengthen my position, my awareness that we are having war waged against us. And in the words of military documents, these are they're using silent weapons for quiet wars. And, you know, the first casualty of war is the truth, and all war is based on deception. And I know a lot of you are here because you're aware of this to one degree or another. Quite a lot of you are very aware. Some of you are on the fence, but this is it's no joke. It's no small matter. And unfortunately, the conspiracy theorists were right on this one. You know, going back to 9/11 and before, JFK, you name it. And so we're up against it. You know, the free peoples of the entire world are under assault from this global cabal, with tangents in banking, with tangents in the media, with tangents in the healthcare realm. And you know, that's what we're going to discuss today. But I cannot impress upon you enough how important it is to become informed and engaged, because this rollout is really advanced in other parts of the world, and it's coming here. To think it's not is naive at best. There are a lot of people already here dying from these, you know, these malicious injections that are being passed off as vaccines to help with this this year's, last year's flu. It's been, you know, completely under a complete fraud, blown into the pretext for an assault on free humanity to roll out this global reset. You know, they want complete surveillance. They want complete control over everyone's lives, locking people in their homes, beating people up around the world for not wearing masks, closing businesses. Now, all the people that are dying of the injections that we're not able to see unless you know where to look on BitChute or wherever else that they're allowing these images to come through, it is appalling. So I just want to remind everybody as gently and with as much love as possible that this is real. This is an assault. This is it is a huge war against free humanity. And this applies to me as well. If we're not part of the solution, each of us as individuals, we are part of the problem. We cannot sit by and comply with this stuff. We have got to, you know, draw a line in the sand and just say no. We've got to be willing to be uncomfortable and to speak out, to stand up, to band together, whether it's at a city council meeting or, you know, with your friends, to, you know, just don't take these injections, folks. They are, yeah, I am not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, but I cannot see any good reason to let these scallywags and scoundrels vaccinate us, inject us. So before I rant too long, let me tell you a little bit about our guests. On the topic of becoming informed and engaged, these two wonderful ladies that I have coming on, Misty and Sarah, they are both involved with Health Freedom Idaho. But this applies everywhere in the country, and what they're going to talk about has equivalents in every state, and there are ways that this is manifesting everywhere in the world, this control coming down from whether it's the World Economic Forum, the different medical institutes. This agenda is being rolled out, and these women are wonderful examples of being a counter to these totally satanic agendas being rolled out against us. So I'd like to bring on Misty and Sarah. First, Misty, are you with us today?
I am. Hi there.
Hi. Hey, thanks for enduring my little opening rant there. I appreciate your coming on. And do we have Sarah with us as well?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to meet you. Yeah, firstly,
nice
I want to thank our mutual friend, Casey Whalen, who's doing yeoman's work and wonderful things, helping expose these folks and helping us network to come together. Casey Whalen's YouTube channel is North Idaho Exposed, and I'd like to, encourage everyone to go there and look at the wonderful work he's doing. It's really a template for other people. You know, other people can get involved in bringing this stuff out to the public as much as possible. But, Misty, why don't you start us off and let us know your take on the situation before we get into remedy. How is it that you're seeing this agenda roll out in the health realm and this chain of money coercion coming down to get everybody injected? How is it you're seeing this?
Well, I mean, what we've seen is that the states that sign on to the state of emergency, you know, they get these federal funds through the CARES Act, and then the CARES Act dictates what the states have to do. And then, of course, through insurance, there's benefits, you know, monetary bonuses for vaccinating the most amount of people, or extra money if people are COVID positive, you know, on these PCR tests, which have already been shown to be, they've been debunked, obviously, but that's what we've used to justify the state of emergency and justify all these lockdowns and justify mask mandates. All this nonsense has come from these PCR tests that have totally been debunked. So then through the insurance company and the CARES Act, there's all these bonuses to keep the numbers high and put people on ventilators, which ultimately hasn't been beneficial for people's health. And it just keeps going on in that way. It's very unfortunate, but it's the strings of the money.
Right. Now, would you characterize this as part of the financial incentives, the financial incentivization, if there's such a word, of going along with this agenda, and that through this, through the CARES Act, through ARPA funds, in order for states to get this money and counties and institutions to get this money, they have to agree to comply and have their citizens and businesses comply with all this stuff that is fraud from top to bottom. You mentioned a great, easily discernible component of this, these PCR assays that are being passed off as tests. If you look at the video before he died of the gentleman, Kerry Mullis, that invented this, said it's not to be used as a test. You can get it to show anything. And this is a major component of the fraud that they're using. This entire thing is being rolled out, built on top of the fraud of the PCR test, so they can show number of cases and people dying with a positive showing of this assay. So, yeah, if you could speak to that a little bit, that would be great.
Well, I haven't, you know, done a deep dive in all the money and the strings attached, but what we know is that there are, right? There's the CARES Act money, and there's never, it's just never free. And I love how, I'm being sarcastic when I say that, Governor Little wants to act like federal funds are just money falling from the sky. So when we put pressure on him to end the state of emergency, he had to come out and say, well, we can't end the state of emergency because then we lose our federal funds and we won't get the vaccine. We won't get as many vaccines. So he said in a press conference, we have to stay in the state of emergency or else the financial burden is going to be on Idahoans to pay for these vaccines. Well, the fact of the matter is none of this is free. The vaccines are not free. Federal dollars are not free. We're all paying for it on every level. And the governor just wants to pretend like the money's just falling from the sky when he keeps us in a state of emergency unlawfully.
Yeah, and you point out something very important. This money that they've basically stolen from us to begin with, and they're holding it for ransom behind this agenda. Well, absolutely. Yes, Sarah, do you want to weigh in on this before we move forward?
Well, just to emphasize the subject of the strings attached, I mean, this is absolutely an attack on the state's rights. I mean, we know the 10th Amendment is under attack. We know the people are being taught and told and conditioned to believe that the federal government is in charge, when in fact we know that the states are in charge. The states are sovereign. The states own and run the federal government, not the other way around. And this is just a continued effort to rain down this money on us with these strings attached so that we are beholden to this massive federal government that is totally unconstitutional. The federal government is meant to be extremely limited and under the state's control, and we've got it completely backwards right now.
Great point. Great point. I mean, anybody that wants to look into that, there's a concept, clearly written about in the Constitution of enumerated powers, and they are acting well outside of what they have jurisdiction over. This is not their business.
Yes.
This is state business. And yeah, it's definitely a 10th Amendment violation, but they don't seem to care. And in a lot of ways, we seem to be past rule of law, especially in this regard. And we need to, I believe you're right, rein them in. So, anything that you guys would like to follow up with on this point, it'd be very much appreciated. Where do you see this going, and how do you see us emphasizing this to seek remedy?
Well, first I'd like to say I didn't actually realize this until recently, but the governor extended our stay of emergency in January, and it's been going on since March 2020. And now he's recently extended it. And I'm just going to read to you what he said in the proclamation. In the interest of further eliminating state regulatory barriers to the timely and efficient administration of the COVID-19 vaccine, any rule that requires a physician order prior to administering the COVID-19 vaccine is hereby suspended for the duration of the declaration of state of emergency, including extensions.
Wow.
I mean, it's just... it's absolutely absurd, and it keeps going on, like I said, unlawfully. He does not actually have the right to keep extending the state of emergency. Our Constitution wasn't set up in a way that he can just do whatever he wants and be King Little of Idaho, forever because he wants to keep us in a state of emergency. So somebody needs to hold him accountable and end this nonsense and cut off the strings to the federal government. Idaho needs to be sovereign. Individual Idahoans need to stand on their sovereignty and just cut the strings.
Absolutely. I mean, this isn't just an Idaho thing. I mean, one form or another with different nuances, this applies to every state in the union. Mm-hmm. Would you agree? I mean, this mechanism is playing out all across the country.
Yeah, especially
absolutely.
For the states that signed on to the state of emergency. That's the root of it. Everything else that we do is peripheral. So even like when the Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan, which was great, she said she ended the mask mandate, no mask mandate in Idaho while Governor Little was out of town. Well, we need to, that's peripheral. We need to get to the root of this issue and end the state of emergency. That's what has to happen.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and we can't mince words. Let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. I mean, this entire thing is a fraud, and it needs to be called out as exactly that. From top to bottom, soup to nuts, it is a complete fraud, and it is, it is a takeover of freedom and the imposition of tyranny under the guise of a medical situation, which clearly does not exist. Any way you look at it, this does not exist, and there's a huge amount of available information and facts, really, really simple. There are case studies like Israel and Gibraltar, where the highest percentage numerically of their populations are the sickest. They have the highest number of cases. If you look at all the deaths per capita in Gibraltar, if you look at, Israel is 90-something percent vaccinated, and they've got the highest. I mean, it is complete fraud, mm-hmm. and this all needs to be, exactly as you've said, talked about honestly and directly in a forthright manner, and that the state of emergency is a complete fraud and money is behind it. All of these governors, as far as I know, are all members of the League of Governors, and the money trail goes back to the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and this agenda for a great reset. And it is just all BS. It is murderous. There are people dying all over the world. There are people in every state dying in excess numbers. Here in Sandpoint, where I am, I have a good friend who is very close with somebody who runs a local funeral parlor, and he says the numbers are up double. And this is, a lot of it has to do with people that are vaccinated and succumbing to all kinds of stuff that's being exacerbated by these injections. And it's just, I mean, it's late in the game, and it's just is absolutely a complete fraud, and enough is enough. I'm not going to call for anything to be done. I'm just saying it's very important to ask at what point we can legitimize and justify defending ourselves and just taking people out of office. At what point that comes, I don't know. I hope we're not there. I'm not calling for that to happen, but these people are clearly beholden to something and someone other than their constituents, and it needs to be dealt with. There's too many people dying for it not to be dealt with. It just can't be business as usual. There's just too much sickness and death. There's too much impact on the supply chain. All of this behind this guise of a health crisis, and it's really something entirely different. It is the attempted takedown of freedom, and it's murderous. It's just, excuse me for ranting, yeah, but I think you ladies are exactly right, and we need to call out this fraud for what it is. The state of emergency is fraudulent.
Well, and as far as our elected, especially our state legislators, being beholden to someone other than their constituents, we know exactly who it is. We had a bill. We saw a lot of things coming years ago with the vaccine issue, and so we had a bill even before this COVID nonsense started for Idaho that said an employer that contracts with the state of Idaho would not be able to use vaccine status as a basis for hiring, firing, promotions, any type of disciplinary action. And that bill passed overwhelmingly with a veto-proof majority in the Idaho House, but when it got to the Idaho Senate, it was stopped. It would not even be given a public hearing in the Senate Commerce Committee. And the Senate Commerce Committee chairman told us outright, out of his own mouth, that the reason he would not hear the bill was because Blue Cross did not want it to be heard. So clearly, he's not working for his constituents or anyone in Idaho. He's working for Blue Cross.
Yeah.
And
well,
that is what the people
there
need
you have
to...
it, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, the people need to know. When you elect someone, you better hold them accountable and make sure they're answering to you, the people, and not to the insurance industry, not to the hospital associations, not to the lobbyists. They need to be held accountable by the people.
Yes, and that's not the case. They are not being held accountable, not in a forceful enough manner. And, so here we stand. We're getting ready to come up against a short break here, and then we'll be back with another short segment. But, really, really good stuff, ladies. I mean, I know you have everything well documented, and you know what you're talking about when it comes to this. And I have to restate, this is not just Idaho. This mechanism, this financial coercion, is playing out everywhere in the country, and there is a paper trail and a money trail everywhere that speaks to this definitively. And it's time that we all muster our resolve and get ready to just really say no. I mean, completely say no, to speak out, speak up, and not let them close our businesses, not let them shut down our supply chain, not let people, it's crazy. Everything that they're trying to do, we really need to not go along with in the clearest way possible. And these people that are in our governments and are really working for Blue Shield, Blue Cross, Pfizer, whoever it is, it needs to be made very clear to them that that's not going to be tolerated for much longer. And we are seeking peaceful, legal, lawful remedy. So here's that break I was referring to, folks. Please stay with us. I'm Stuart Howe. I've got Misty and Sarah. with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
We've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to show number 49 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. Yeah, wow, good stuff. I really appreciate Misty and Sarah being with me today. And we've got a short segment here, then we're going to take a break and come back for a long segment. But let's start setting up, the important stuff of helping people to become, passionate, and informed and engaged. And I'd like for each of you to take a turn. And what are the main points that you think would really get people stirred up that you've learned through your research? Because you both do great research and you're both very knowledgeable. What are a couple of points you'd like to make to help people get to the point where they say enough is enough? And, you know, what we've been going over is excellent stuff. But is there anything that's really jumped out at you that has really, made you feel like, oh my God, this is so key. This really is a government corrupt agenda, and we really need to get to work. I mean, what can you share with people to help motivate them to become more informed and engaged? Misty, do you want to go first?
Sure. I think one of the things that people don't understand about the state of emergency, and unless you're in politics every day, you wouldn't know this. So I'm hoping to wake up some parents out there. You know, he declared a state of emergency of March 13th, 2020. And then March 18th, he wrote a new temporary rule to restrict pharmacists from dispensing hydroxychloroquine for off-label use. I mean, 5 days after the state of emergency declared. And then on March 23rd, by proclamation, he suspended over 125 rules. But the thing that parents need to understand is some of these rules, you know, when they say, oh, Idaho is the most deregulated state, and they praise him for the red line, you know, redlining of some of the rules, some of the rules protect you. Some of these rules are important for people of Idaho, and especially parents. So some of the rules that he has suspended under the state of emergency are your parental rights should CPS take your child. So if CPS takes your child right now in the state of Idaho under the state of emergency because these rules were suspended, you don't have the right to know where they are. You don't have the right to see them in person. You don't have the right to know if they've been moved. You're restricted to hopefully they can arrange some kind of an online, you know, chat, but that's not guaranteed. They also, interestingly, one of the rules removed or suspended is a certain amount of bathrooms being required for boys and girls in these group homes. Now, why in the world, because there's a state of emergency, are we not going to guarantee there's enough bathrooms for boys and girls in group homes? That's crazy. If that doesn't stir up the parents of Idaho, I don't know what will.
Wow. Yeah, this really is, it really is worse than we know. They're going after the kids, you know. That
right.
is, I think, really their goal.
Looks exactly
like they're
right.
trying to kill off as many older people as they can and get as many children taken and or injected with this stuff. So, yeah, Sarah, please weigh in.
Well, I think for me, it's kind of actually difficult for me to understand how at this point, after 2 years of this, people would not be seeing the absolute infiltration of every part of our lives. I mean, it's nothing is a coincidence. Everything is part of this plan. I mean, you know, the attack on our supply chain. I mean, the infiltration by communists into our schools. I mean, being required to inject yourself with something completely foreign in order to keep your job. It's at every level. Our elected are not listening, and that's all the way from our governor all the way down to our library boards. I mean, they're completely bought and paid for. They are no longer accountable to the people. We have a major problem, and every person should be involved at every possible level that they can, you know, even if that means your school board or your, you know, local homeowners association, at any level that you can be involved, you should be, because we have government intrusion at every level of our lives and every aspect of our lives. I mean, like I said, they're attacking our jobs, our kids, our food supply. I mean, in every part of our lives, we are under attack, and people have got to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is that bad, and it's been described going back years by people very, very high up that had enough conscience to speak some truth about it. I mean, JFK, in one of his last speeches, said, and I'm going to paraphrase here, that, you know, being a free people, we're opposed to secrecy and cabals and secret societies, but we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. Okay, so we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy, and we're seeing that play out now. We're seeing that murdering people and taking control of our children and taking control of our livelihoods and taking control of our bodies, our autonomy. It really is what we're up against. To put it, you know, in other words of a former head of the FBI described it. He said, you know, when learning about this stuff, and again, I'll paraphrase, maybe it'll be an exact quote, you can look it up. He said that he said the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And that's what we're up against, folks. So we're going to be back with more a solution and some upbeat camaraderie on the other side of this break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hour with Stuart Howe, and I've got Misty and Sarah from Health Freedom Idaho on with us, and it's been a really a wonderful chat we've been having, and I really appreciate it. You know, the amount of con artistry is just astounding in every area of this. You know, they cannot pull this stuff off without the world's best con artistry. And so for a moment, I'd like us to switch gears to move this conversation into the realm of media. So I think that's one thing that's very important, is to get people to completely see through the lies and deception, and to just detach from mainstream media, as I'm assuming to a large degree both of you have. But would you care, both of you, in any no particular order, you know, just speak to the grand nature of the con artistry going on in mainstream media. They're sticking to their guns and still portraying this as a health crisis, and that this series of injections is some type of a cure or has anything of benefit for anyone, when clearly people dropping dead all over the world and having heart issues and everything else, you know, makes it clear this is a complete fallacy and is a murderous con artistry on a whole new level that the world has never seen. So if you could speak to that, the media, that would be wonderful.
Well, I think I could go ahead.
I was just going to say it's worse than con artistry. This is psychological warfare.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, I was just going to say, I mean, I think we could, we probably both jumped in on this one really fast, because I think we could talk about this all day long. something that's really, really frustrating for me, I was actually just talking to somebody about this yesterday, is that even for people who I feel like their eyes have been opened and they understand and recognize the absolute corruption in our mainstream media, it's interesting how the same person who will say, I know not to listen to this, I know it's all lies, I know they're bought and paid for, somehow still we hear a lot of the narrative will come out of, you know, people's mouths. And it's terrifying and fascinating both for me to watch such this unbelievable machine that is the media, because even, like I said, for people whose eyes are open, they still get that information into our brain and it still comes out of people's mouths. And it is just so scary for our republic, because the machine of lies that is mostly paid for, we know, by the pharmaceutical industry, you know, they pay for about 70% of the advertising in the mainstream channels, is just coming out of people's mouths. And so even those people that should understand that that is not truth are still repeating what they're hearing and believing some of the things they're hearing, I think, without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's true. And I would also say, you know, I was a young person, maybe in my teens or something, when they decided to go ahead and advertise pharmaceuticals, right? And up till then, they couldn't do that. And I'm aware that in other countries, they can't do that. So what they've done is, like Sarah said, they're over 70% of the advertising now. So they have effectively weaponized the mainstream media against the people. Just like these three and four letter agencies that we have relied upon to protect our freedoms, they have also been weaponized against us. They just change definition, change the meaning of terms just to fit the narrative today. So we've looked to these things to defend our freedom. And I think the silver lining in all of this, because, yes, it's overwhelming and it's dark and it's ugly and all these things have been weaponized against the sovereign person. But I think what we can look to is our own strength, our own individual sovereignty given to us by God, upheld by the Constitution, and it's time for we the people to stand together and not comply and make our own arrangements in our own communities. It's going to become very narrow-focused rather than looking to these three- and four-letter agencies, these grand federal agencies or these grand mainstream media news sources. We need to get very local and very focused in our communities, standing strong and making sure that we stay free.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is not much of a dividing line between the CIA and CNN. Absolutely. And it's becoming very, very obvious. It was very important what you brought up about how a lot of people that haven't completely disconnected from mainstream media can tell you in one breath that they agree with you and they understand, they can see a lot of this for what it is, but they still regurgitate the talking points because it gets in. The propaganda gets in. When they removed the Smith-Munn Act and made it no longer illegal for media to propagandize Americans, they just went whole hog, you know, all in on complete deception and complete it's a psyop. And they have, in my opinion, they have fomented a mass psychosis among a large percentage of the population to where people can't see, won't see, decided not to see. And it's just, it's really appalling. And part of the answer is to help these people wake up. And part of the answer is to, you know, let them go to the degree that we need to and build these bridges in communities to our own supply chains for food, for medical needs, for, you know, everything healthy that, you know, a community, a city, a town needs to operate outside of the matrix and separate from these mechanisms that they have control over, whether it's banking or food distribution. Absolutely very important. And yeah, I mean, we can't say enough about
education.
That. Yeah, please go on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to add to your list and say, especially education. They've been indoctrinating Americans for decades, and it's time for us to break free of that and start teaching our children freedom and truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been one unforeseen upside of all this is the amount of people that are homeschooling their children now and taking them out of these indoctrination camps and away from these, you know, these citadels of insanity, which is, you know, really looking, when you look into the history of how these globalists, how these, you know, these people at the top of the food chain, whether it's Rothschilds, Rockefellers, how they took over the institutions of the medical institutes and education is just, you know, as well as media. I mean, it is just, it's astounding. It is, the same names keep coming up, you know, the Rockefellers, and the, they have really done a remarkable job of centralizing control of thought. And yeah, we just need to break away from that. And the hour is late. I mean, there is just, it is really overwhelming and Orwellian. But, you know, the upside, and for the last little bit here, let's talk about solution, some more about solution of being self-sufficient, of, you know, working to diffuse the larger picture, this overriding agenda, but doing that at a local level as well. So that's one area that I think, you know, you two both have a, you know, phenomenal experience in getting out there and helping, you know, with our local health quote unquote authorities and circumnavigating a lot of this stuff and directly confronting some more of it. But for all of us, it's just time to stand up and to not comply. I mean, we can no longer comply. This is really, really not going to go well if we comply anymore at all.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, there's a, at least in my opinion, a kind of a two-prong approach, which both of which we are doing, which is pushing back at every level that we can, as far as the schools and everything all the way up to our, you know, in our case, State Department of Health and Welfare, State Education Department, whatever department of the state you have to push back on, and really get involved legislatively and have, you know, relationships with good legislators and make sure that the ones that aren't so good, you know, that you are an actual threat to them getting reelected so that they have a little bit of fear going and they actually start listening to the people. So I think that's part one. And then part two, maybe Misty, I'll let you talk about this, but we're kind of delving into this whole new concept of private membership associations. And it's my understanding that this is being successfully used in other states across the country. And I'm excited for what we're working on here to build this in Idaho.
Yeah, great. Let's talk about that. That sounds wonderful. Please.
Well, I'd like to talk about a couple of things first, and then I'll probably have to give you an idea of someone else to talk to about the PMAs. I know very little. But what I would say is, as far as taking, defending our freedom, right, and making sure that our state is sovereign, we have got to run for every electable office. You know, the globalists have been taking over these seats for a very long time. When we talk about how long this has been in the works, and we see the little chess pieces that have been moved over time, and the people who have been put in place over time, that's how we've got in this position, this predicament that we're in today. We have got to take back those elected seats. And I'm talking about everything from school boards to city councils to library boards to the legislature. at the sheriff position is everything. We need to get freedom constitutionalist people in those positions, like right now. So we need to be running for those seats and putting ourselves in those positions. The second thing is we have to be educated voters. You know, I think this is a problem in a lot of quote unquote red states, is that we are infiltrated with rhinos, and that's a Republican in name only, meaning they vote like Democrats, they vote like far leftists, but they run on the ticket like a Republican, and then people just go to the voting booth and they just check all the Republicans and think that they've done their job as a voter. It is your duty not only to not comply with unlawful mandates, that's for sure, and that needs to be talked about, but it is your duty to be an educated voter. Do not go into that voting booth and just check, especially in Idaho, and check Republicans and think that your liberty is going to be protected, because it's not.
Okay. Great point.
But the PMA, yeah, absolutely. I think the PMA is definitely worth talking about. I mean, my understanding is that it, and I'm going to do some more research on this, but it makes, you know, your private business sort of separated from the government, where you can really run as a private. Even your property, you can put into a PMA. Your businesses, you can put into a PMA, and really run as a private business should, away from the government strings. You know, they talk about, well, businesses have the right to require a mask or require a vaccine or whatever. Well, you know, show me a private, or truly private business these days. Everybody's so locked into the government through licensure and grants and loans that they're really not private today. So there's a movement now we're seeing with hospitals and properties where people are wanting to become independent and protect their private entity, whether it's property or businesses, which I think is a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah, that sounds great. In fact, at the end of the show here, coming up after the next break, I'll ask for you to both give out, places that people can go to learn more about this, because obviously we can't flesh a lot of this out in a couple of 20-minute segments. But yeah, everybody, please grab a pen and paper, and in a few minutes after the next break, both Misty and Sarah will give us locations that we can go to help support people, you know, for us to get out there and run, and really let's rally and support the people that are freedom-minded, you know, regardless of political party, regardless of affiliation, you know, anybody, who is going to help protect our rights, our God-given rights. It looks like we're seeing a lot more of that in the Republican Party than the Democrats. But, let's not make this about the blue team or the red team. We really need to look out for our freedom and protect our God-given rights. And so, coming up in a little bit, I'm going to give you guys both the floor to point people towards more information on this, to privatize their own businesses, and places they can go to help support people that are running and support us. And of course, the Always RVN is great to support, because places like this where we can speak our minds freely are becoming fewer and more far between. I mean, I've had YouTube videos taken down. I mean, it is it's no fun. They really have a stranglehold on anything that runs counter to their twisted murderous narrative. So, please. We're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes. But, Misty, do you have anything you'd like to pile onto what I just said, or Sarah, either one of you?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it isn't about right or left. It's about liberty and the Constitution. And so we need to get back to that and quit being allowing ourselves to be distracted by these labels. Because, you know, the division is what they want. They want us divided. They want us not talking. They want us at each other. They want us not agreeing or even being mature enough to agree to disagree.
Very true. And, what you're saying is exactly right, I believe. And one document, rather important foundational document that transcends, Team Coke or Team Pepsi, is the Constitution. And the Constitution Party is something that I believe everybody on every side of the aisle who believes that they should have freedom and autonomy over their own body, their own health, keep more of their money, whatever it is, try to get rid of these central banks, the whole taxation Federal Reserve System, which is clearly unconstitutional. The Constitution Party is a wonderful thing to rally behind, don't you think?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because we're actually working on building the Constitution Party in Idaho.
Phenomenal. Well, if the break sidetracks us, let's get into that for the last segment of the show after the break. But yeah, the Constitution is a wonderful document in that it puts down some really wonderful language and phrasing to help ensure what are not constitutional rights, but as you point out, God-given inalienable rights. And if we can get back to that, if we can just put our foot down and stop going along with this nonsense and, you know, help really support those rights, we'll be on our way to having rule of law back. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our final segment on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Yeah.
skating away, hey, skating away, hey, skating away, hey, on the thin ice of a new day.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the final short segment of the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I've got Misty and Sarah still with me. And it's been wonderful having you ladies on. I really appreciate your efforts. And I want to thank Casey Whalen again of North Idaho Exposed channel, YouTube channel. Please, if you can, go and take a look at his work. It's really some amusing and great stuff. And in the last little segment here, we just have a few minutes, but if you could, I'll ask Misty to go first. And then, Sarah, give us any parting thoughts, any encouragement, and let us know where we can go to see more of your work, Misty.
Okay, great. Well, healthfreedomidaho.org is our website. And right now is especially important time to be on our email list. That's where Idahoans will get calls to action. You know, legislative session has started. It's supposed to go through March. Sometimes we go into overtime. And we will give you calls to action on the bills that are coming through that are regarding health freedom. And when we do a call to action, it will include the email. So it's very easy to copy and paste the group of emails, type your request, whether to pass or to not pass, to vote yes or vote no on these certain bills. And oftentimes we need support putting pressure on chairmen to hear the bills, because a lot of people don't know that chairmen have the ability to just what you call putting the bill in the drawer, meaning they don't even allow their committee to hear it. And that's oftentimes what happens to the people's bills, the health freedom bills. It'll pass through the House, and then the Senate chairman will put it in the drawer so that the committee never even votes on it. And we need more people to put an immense amount of pressure, calling, emailing, showing up to get these bills heard and passed so that we can protect health freedom. I mean, Sarah drafts incredible, incredible bills. But if we can't get them heard and voted on and effectively get them passed so we have that kind of protection in Idaho, you know, then it's really, we're just spinning our wheels. So there's two things. We need people active this legislative session, and then we need people running to replace these people that will not hear these health freedom bills and are standing in the way between you and health freedom in Idaho.
Absolutely. And Sarah, do you want to give us any contact information or where people can go to help support you and your work, if there's anything separate?
Well, just one quick thing. Our website, as you were saying, anybody who speaks truth and goes against the narrative is under attack. They did attack healthfreedomidaho.org, so if that doesn't work, you can go to healthfreedomidaho.com. We now have both. So I would definitely try that, healthfreedomidaho.com. And to reiterate everything Misty said, I mean, now is the time. If you haven't already been involved and you haven't already decided it's time to defend your freedom and be brave, now is the time. It's really late in the game. Like, you need to be involved in whatever capacity you are able. Like Misty said, if you can be at the Capitol, that is huge. Make them look at your eyeballs and, you know, answer to you as their constituents when they're, you know, making these bad votes. Know that what they're doing at the Capitol does directly affect your life. Don't think that you don't have any power, because we've spent a lot of time there. And now, I mean, when we go, you know, people hear us and listen, and they know that we do our research and that we know what we're talking about, and we want to help educate and empower other people to be doing the same. You really do have an incredible amount of power just as one single person. And it's time for all of us to defend our republic.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Misty. I'm going to let you go. Both of you, I appreciate your being on. People, if you can, please go to healthfreedomidaho.com or .org and help support these wonderful ladies. And that's it. There they go, folks. Misty and Sarah, I appreciate them being on. We're about to end the show. Thank you so much for being here. As she said, it's late in the game, and we all need to stand up and do our part. Speak out, and have a great week. I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you next week. It'll be show number 50 of the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.